welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You know, this is the podcast where we talk about all those things that realtors didn't know before they went to pre-licensing class, and you as consumers didn't have the foggiest idea because HGTV does not show you anything crazy. So I'm really excited today because one of my good friends is on the show, and he's actually in North Carolina. What? North Carolina is the best realtors ever. This is Scott Lincecum. He is from Pinehurst, and the man is a golfing machine. Scott, say hey to everybody that's listening.
Hey, everybody that's listening. This is Scott Lincecum. We're with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Lifestyle Property Partners, right here in the village of Pinehurst in downtown Southern Pines. Got a couple locations.
And you're very near that brand new Harris Teeter with the new Harris Teeter fuel system.
The world's largest Harris Teeter. It's got a bar in it, and there's about 95 people in there every time I go in at the wine bar and beer bar, and at the, it's unbelievable.
To the rest of the world, if y'all don't know, Harris Teeter is the good grocery store as opposed to the other grocery stores, which shall remain unnamed. It's like the closest we have to Wegmans, I think.
That's right.
Okay, so there's two ground rules of the podcast before you tell everybody the story that your business partner, Lori Davis, says is the story everybody has to hear. And the two ground rules are very simple. If there's a guilty party, don't name their real name. Just make up something so that they're the only ones that could identify their own guilty selves. And the second rule is no F-bombs or GDs because I'm allergic to those particular words, but you can use pretty much everything else. Although actually, I don't like see you next Tuesday, so don't use that one either. But with that being said, see, you knew what that meant, right? Because you're a Southern man, you know. My Yankee friends, y'all don't know what that means. You're going to have to tweet me and ask, and I might tell you.
Maybe.
If they're kind about it.
You got to send a referral if you ask the question.
A hot referral, like an A++. You can't send me some looky-loo that's going to look at one house a quarter for 5 years. That doesn't count.
That's right. That's right.
So, Scott, tell us what this thing is that Lori was talking about. There's something to do with snacks or something?
Yeah, Snack Snatchers. That was the name that we bestowed upon them after the, kind of halfway through the... The story, I'll call it, because it is an extensive story that has a number of twists and turns, and, you know, it was probably in our top five, might be one. So it started this past fall, actually at an estate sale that I had at one of our lovely listings that we had. It was a townhouse that overlooked a golf course with a company that we do a lot of business with that does our estate sales and stuff. So did the estate sale. In the middle of the estate sale, the AC broke, which is relatively common for any house that we have under contract or selling. Something will eventually break, dismantle, crumble, whatever. So the estate sale goes great. We sold everything. They did a great job on the house. The next day, I showed up and there was still some furniture left. And the guy who ran the estate said, some guys bought it. They're coming back in a couple of days. I hope you don't mind. We didn't have a problem. So 2 days later, I get a phone call off our internet, you know, leads, and the people say, we'd like to see blah, blah, blah address. And, you know, I say, great. I show up, family, couldn't be any nicer. We go in, we start having a conversation, and I said, I'm sorry, but there's some furniture still left. And they said, oh, we're the ones that bought the furniture. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. Great. Well, they said, I think we want to buy it, but we want to buy it and not really buy it. We want to buy it and rent it. And the story kind of continues down the road. And okay, sounds great. You know, if you got any other questions, give me a shout. 2 days I've asked if they were working with an agent, go through our rules and regs of the state of North Carolina, explain to them agency. 2 days later, I get a phone call from one of my favorite agents in town asking if she can show the place. So no problem, show it. The next day, she sends me an offer with their name on the offer, which is not that unusual. Happens all the time, right? People call us, open it, you know. Another agent shows up with an offer.
It doesn't feel good, but it is what it is.
Well, whatever. That's right. At least it was my listing. So the Snack Snatchers, in the meantime, were negotiating, and my seller's representative, because my seller actually ended up passing away. I'm dealing with their son. And the estate, we're negotiating the offer, And we represent a great neighborhood in Whispering Pines, which isn't that far from this particular house. And one of my agents who really runs it kept saying this family kept coming in, and every time they would come in, we'd have snacks, like, you know, bowls of candy and maybe some bags of chips and drinks. Every time they would come in, they would steal our snacks. And, like, they came in, like, five or six times, so...
So you mean, like, not just having one small thing while they walk through, but, like, filling the pocketbook up,
like,
and heading out?
Grabbing you a handful of them. Like, it was gold bullions. Now, we didn't know this was the same people here. So this is how the name...
Oh, it was just an innocent conversation about random snack stealers.
Right, and she kept saying, these people keep coming in, and it's... We've named them the Snack Snatchers, because they weren't buying anything, but they came in probably... four or five times a week for a few weeks. So we're refilling the bowl with snacks and drinks and, you know. So in the meantime, I get a phone call from my agents. Now, granted, we're negotiating this other offer, right? Let me go back here. So same people, we're negotiating an offer on this unit. And the agent that I work with, I absolutely love her to death. She's great. Love working with her. So this is about 4 or 5 days later from when they presented the offer. So let's call it Monday they submitted the offer. Friday, I get a call from my agents saying, hey, there's a couple that's coming out here and they have a few questions about the product and the property. And we feel like you, since you know, I'm the main listing agent, you should be the one kind of walking them through it because these guys know it. So I get out there. And who do you think is standing at the house that is asking the questions to potentially buy?
If you tell me they're munching on a Lance cracker while they're asking questions, I am going to die.
The Snack Snatchers. So the Snack Snatchers are in the middle of a negotiation with me on another property. And what I didn't know was when the Snack Snatchers met my agents and my agents told them, hey, I hope you don't mind, but the lead listing agent's coming out here to tell you about the property, and his name's Scott Lincecum. Their faces about went white.
Interesting.
Both of them. So I get out there, and they were extremely fidgety, and I just called the other agent who I had an offer negotiating, and we were like $5,000 apart. We're not hundreds of thousands of dollars apart here.
You own the home stretch.
We're getting not even close. We aren't even, we're about halfway. Yes, home stretch of the offer. Halfway through this story. Hope people are sticking around for the end because it's a good one.
They totally are because, you know, the southern accent sucks people in. That's why I use it all the time.
Oh, do I need to use my southern accent too? I didn't know. You didn't tell me that part.
Oh, see, your business partner is slacking off over there in the corner as she's probably giggling while you're talking to me. I know her.
In the meantime... 3 weeks before that, we're in partnership with another builder out there. The Snack Snatchers had an offer on another house in our same development where I am meeting them back over there with a different builder. Had a house under contract and walked the morning of closing.
Shut up. That's bad, bad form.
Now, the day before closing... And 2 days before that, they actually went back into the house with the agent and unlocked windows. So the day before the closing, because they knew that on-site agent wasn't there on that Sunday, they went back in the house through the windows, somehow, some way, figured out that it probably wasn't the right house for them, and then backed out the next morning. Let's call it Monday morning. Okay.
Well, why did they have to break into the house to figure out it was the wrong house?
I don't
confused
know.
About these open windows.
We're talking
windows.
About people with a nickname called Snack Snatchers. They're
well,
just stealing
that's
my
true.
Lay's potato chips and cheer
crumbs. Okay? They're going to let ants in the house.
So back to me driving up, and the Snack Snatchers are sitting there with my agents at the same development where they broke in the other house and terminated the contract on another house one street over. We all go into the house they had questions about. They start going around. In the meantime, I pull my agent to the side that knows nothing of, and nobody knows that they're even negotiating on another offer. So I tell her, and she's like, holy shit, I can't believe this is crazy. So they, in the meantime, are walking through the house. The agent that I'm negotiating with on the other one calls them while we're walking through the house to ask them what's going on.
Oh, snap. It's going to get good.
So the husband goes outside. So now I'm showing the wife around, Mrs. Snack Snatcher. And as I'm telling them, the agent, what's going on, she's going behind them and locking the windows and locking the doors and turning off all the lights. So this whole time, they've been trying to get out of this situation because it is probably the least comfortable situation they can be in at the time looking at a house. No fault of us or any other agent, they brought all this upon themselves.
Guilt. Guilty parties are going to expose themselves.
Right. So the husband is out front talking on the phone, and the wife says, I need to go look at one more thing inside. So, okay, she goes back in. Now, there's two of us, me and one of my agents, and two of them. And the husband's like, we got to go. I got to go pick up the kids. So the wife goes out, and they go, I mean, they are up on rails, smoke coming off of this minivan. You'd never seen a minivan make turns, S turns so quick.
I didn't know a minivan could squeal its tires.
And
they
get
squeal
up on
tires.
Rails. That's right. So my agent goes back in. The lady unlocked the back door at our house when she went back in and said, I forgot something. So in the meantime here, I'm like, I wonder if they unlocked the doors or windows over at the place we're negotiating on, right?
Like, yeah, they got a past history of it. It's a reasonable
thing
to ask.
They're two for two at this point. So I called the agent who I'm negotiating with, who just got off the phone with the people that just left the house. They're thinking about making an offer on in our development. And if you need that recapped, I'm not doing it. You have to follow up the first time. So I called the other agent who I'm negotiating with, drive over to townhouse that they have an offer we're negotiating. Go in, there's lights on, and I go to the back door, and it's unlocked.
So lights on, they halfway moved in here?
And the furniture is gone.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. Gone. And so I'm looking around, and I'm on the phone with the agent. I said, look, I don't have my concealed weapon with me, so I'm going to need you to stay on the phone because there might be somebody in the house. Because the furniture's gone.
Well, they might not be there anymore because they hauled off the furniture. So technically, I mean, they might have left with the furniture.
But nobody let them in. I was talking to her. I said, did you let them in to get the furniture? No, I sure as hell didn't let them in.
So they snuck in there, unlocked the door, and stole the furniture out.
And it was a bunch of furniture. Couches and love seats and a printer. Who buys a printer at a garage sale? Right there should have been my first inkling that these people were psychotic.
I'm pretty sure this wasn't your first inkling.
So I'm like opening up doors with my cell phone in my hand. I don't know what that's going to do. I'm talking to the other agent with my thing, like walking through the house, like somebody's going to suck me into the attic and keep me up there and, you know.
Well, you'd at least get a video out of it. That's why you had
right.
your camera.
Yeah, well, I was a little wigged out at this point. So, okay, house is clear. We leave. I'm telling the agent at this point the entire story. She, like, you're kidding me, right? I'm like, no. So, at the end of the day, now, even the crazy ones buy houses, too. And the psychotic ones buy houses. So, the agent who I'm negotiating with now talks to her people and is like, I don't think this is going to work out. Obviously, we did not come to an agreement on the townhouse. And basically, oh, wait a minute. Okay, we didn't come to an agreement on the townhouse. I forgot about this.
So one the one more. you were negotiating with the normal people, but you were not there yet.
The
so
normal
that
agent.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, the normal agent said, I'm going to let these people go. So 2 days after I walked in and found that the furniture was gone, the snack snatchers were out creeping around our neighborhood after dark. And they went in. Now, one of my agents actually lives in the neighborhood. Now, this neighborhood is mainly military, like 95%. This is not a neighborhood you want to be creeping around in.
Oh, hell yeah. That's like a
right.
security system that'll beat the heck out of ADT.
Well, they're not using those security systems. They're going to use their sniper rifles. So we end up calling the police. Other neighbors called the police. And we got their tags. They were from, I don't know, I forget, doesn't really matter.
You can just say they won't from around here.
Won't from around up in here. So they ended up, I found out, because we're a really tight community here, they ended up putting an offer in on another house right across the street from the house we were negotiating on, kind of, sort of.
Seriously?
With another agent, with a whole nother agent.
They had to have somebody that didn't know they were going to unlock doors, steal furniture, unlock windows, and eat all the snacks. I mean, they had too many secrets out there.
And it was a $375,000 house. It's not like we're talking about a, you know, $120,000 foreclosure.
Bless them. So what happened with the third house? Did they buy it or they steal something out of that? They did actually close on it.
And I just listed a house three doors down from them. And every time they drive by, they are, like, below the rail. I mean, it's like, looks like nobody's driving the car.
This makes no sense at all. So what happened to the furniture? They sell it on consignment or keep it or what? Did y'all go in the house and look?
That printer was there. Okay, the furniture, that's a great question. Because I asked the agent the same thing. They were living in, like, an extended stay motel somewhere in the meantime. And they had, like, three kids. This is a family of five.
We need to call Child Protective Services and rescue those children.
It was the weirdest. And they're all like, well, we're paying cash. We can close in a week. I mean, when people say that, like, yeah, right.
That's what puts your radar up. We don't trust anybody that says
that and if you buy a copier at an estate sale. Those two things should get your hackles up right there. So the Snack Snatchers are living in and around Pinehurst. Currently, you know, probably stealing all the snacks at the car washes and dry cleaners.
Scott, I want to know if you have taken your children over trick-or-treating at that house because you have a beautiful daughter that you should see what they give her.
No. Probably our snacks back.
That would be the most awesome if you got like a pack of nabs and it says courtesy of Scott Lewis Coleman.
That's right. Perfect. Perfect.
Sherry Chris would be the proudest owner of the company ever.
She might hire him. Yeah. So that's a Snack Snatcher story. And I know I'm missing probably another the story takes about 3 hours to tell.
If anybody's listening to this and they need to buy a house in the Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen area of North Carolina,
absolutely.
Or they just
Moore
need some
County.
Information on golf courses, they can tell that you know everything about everything and everybody. So how
That's
could
right.
they reach you and your fabulous people?
They can reach me and our fabulous people. My number is 910-315-7856. And we do have an office line, but really I get all my agents to promote their own cell phone. So they can always email me at scottlinsicum@gmail.com, and they can always find us on social through AdWorks, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. And you can always go to our website, www.lifestylepropertypartners.com, where we have 3D virtual tours, videos, all kinds of great stuff.
I swear I thought you were going to say lifestyles of the not so rich and famous, but you slowed down at the end of lifestyles. I guess you better snatch that up if it's not.
Giving people a chance. Lifestyle Property Partners. It says it a little quick, so I got to slow it down a little bit.
Now, I know if y'all are listening to this, y'all can't spell Scott's last name after hearing it. So just go to the show notes of the podcast, and you will find all of Scott's contact information and the information for Better Homes and Gardens Lifestyle Property Partners. And they would be the most awesome partners you could have in that part of North Carolina. If you are listening to this and you've got your own crazy story to tell that's, you know, maybe involves snacks and maybe it involves breakfast, I don't judge. Just send me a message at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the networks and we will feature you whether you are a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or just, you know, regular old consumer who wants to tell the stories that you have lived through. Subscribe for more episodes, and just remember, there's always more crazy shit in real estate. Scott, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.